back, WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. This is going to be a Baltimore Positive segment. We're down here at Fadley's, the old Lexington Market, not to be confused with the new Lexington Market, which is about 10 feet that way. My car's right out here. The world-famous Lexington Market since 1782. I'm reading right outside. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, giving away instant lottery scratch-offs. We were doing that at Captain Larry's on Thursday. We're here at Fadley's today. We'll be at McFall's Oyster and Reel in Middle River next Thursday. We've got some great guests. Rod Legler was with us for the Hippodrome for the first segment. And, of course, Danny Hahn, our defending champion, has been watching the show. I feel terrible when you don't have a headset on because you kind of want to jump in all the time. And you have plenty to say. How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right, let me get your headset right here and get your levels where we need to be.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. You answered the door here because we do these early in the morning because there are people here all day, right? So it's not always empty here when I'm here. We do it on purpose this way. But you answered the door and you let Ron in. And you look like you knew each other, but I wasn't sure. And I'm like, I hope.
That's my hood.
Well, I hope you know each other.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, we're neighbors.
I'm thinking this is really screwed up if you don't know each other, but you do. And give me the story of this, because you guys are kind of warm and fuzzy, and you were off air doing what I used to always tell Mueller to never do, talk to me off the air, because you've given these two amazing stories, making me cry about an 85-year-old man in a crap game. So now I'm going to make you repeat these stories, but how do you know each other?
Honestly, it really is because we're two legendary places. The Hippodrome and Fadley's are two legendary places. And anytime we ever have a guest that comes to visit the Hippodrome, we walk them down for lunch and we have crab cakes at Fadley's.
Because that's what they want to do.
Part of the experience about being here. So, you know, coming in, getting to know everyone. I was saying, you know, we talk about the crab cake and how delicious it is, but it's really the people in here that spent their lives, like, and their livelihoods. The whole family's always here. People that have worked here 30 years, people that found their significant others in the building and now, you know, created a life because of Fadley's. Like, we have the same thing at the Hippodrome. We have people that were, oh, I'm from the mechanic. I've been here since the mechanic days. So it's really, we're institutions and we are, we love each other. We think we're here for the neighborhood. We can't succeed or fail alone. We have to do that together.
Absolutely.
And I think everyone in this neighborhood has come together. Like when I tell University of Maryland, the Lexington Market, Spring Hill Suites, Everyman Theater, Center's Point condominiums, we meet every month. The police department, we meet every month to say, what's happening? When we tell them we have a show, we have more audience, we have people, they bring more people down, they give us support. Downtown Partnership has been on board.
Well, we have more people downtown. We talked about this in the first segment. I mean, my Friday experience with Chicago and shows and the Orioles. And
on opening day, you had Bruce Springsteen opening day. There's tens of thousands of people in a three-block radius.
Well, and supporting that is business. And, Damien, this is where
absolutely.
You come in. And this facility, when it was the full market, did that for many, many years. And then you were here for all of it, the good, the bad, the ugly, and shutting down at 5 o'clock and all that. The new market, and you're not a part of it, although you are the part of it, being a half a block away. But you've walked through there, and you've seen it. I walked through there on opening day.
It's
lovely.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
It really is.
And they're
going to
be there. Like, they're coming.
We're coming. We had the advantage here in the old market of having our own door and being able to be our own little, you know, section. So it was easy for us to stay open while they concentrated on the other merchants. So they've got maybe two or three other merchants going in, and then our space will be the last to be built out. But because we can still stay open, that's one of the reasons that we're the last to go in, because they didn't have to shut us down.
They're saving the best for last.
Yeah. You
know, I like her
dad actually gave this its own address because it had its own door, which I thought was one of the best stories ever. He's like, I kept getting deliveries all over the place, so he just made up an address, and I think you're using the new address, over there.
Yes, we are taking our address with us. We are
your mail.
He just made it up and said, this is our new address, and then he started getting stuff delivered right here.
Well, and it's because...
That's Baltimore.
Okay, so the city...
I met her dad, trust me.
Oh, my gosh.
The city gave the market one address, and it was a city block long, city block wide. So if it gets delivered a block away, it doesn't do you any good. So he hung a number over the door and started making... He put it in the phone book, and this was, you know, 60 years ago, 203 North Packer Street, and...
No one ever investigated it.
No, so we're 203 Norpaca. I mean, and we've always been 203 Norpaca.
Don't you love that?
So we're making sure that we have a Packa Street address, because it is confusing for people. People will come into the garage and think that, especially tourist who are here from out of town, they get an address on their Google saying it's Utah Street. They get out of the garage on Paca, walk down to Utah, go in the Utah door, and then have to walk back up to Paca. Well, no, they just walked three blocks,
right?
You know, which was is ridiculous. So we need to get people to Paca. I think we're going to change the address for the entire market to Paca Street, because the Lexington Market Garage is on Paca. And the only, you can enter from Paca or Green. So why would you send people three blocks away to a parking lot that's not ours? Our parking lot is across the street. It's right here on Paca Street.
I wasn't even sure how to get to the Utah Street side, because I'm so used to coming in on this side, that the new market on opening day, I purposefully walked through and down what used to be the arcade kind of area below, and then I walked to the CFG Bank Arena. Yeah. I was, you know, when I left you, on opening day, I was walking to the arena, and then I was tailgating. I walked through all of that on opening day, and I thought, this is a little bit like when Camden Yards opened. I know you weren't here, but you were in 1992, the city felt different. It felt different on that day. That opening day was a very watershed thing for Earth, Wind & Fire, Bruce Springsteen, the Eagles, and Lexington Market, and the Orioles being relevant again, and they've proven a month into this that they're back, and this is a great place to grab a crab cake three blocks away before a game.
Right.
And that was a big part of your business in the 90s. I know it was.
Absolutely it was. I mean, we just had, you were here on opening day. You get a sea of orange in here. And
it's a good thing I didn't do the show in here.
Yeah.
I was supposed to do the show on that Friday, and you were coming. Remember?
I was ready. I said, let's go.
Then they moved the game, and I hit Damien.
And it was a better day before than it was.
Idea doing
right,
the show.
It was a better day on the day before.
This is a bad idea doing the show at Fadley's on opening day. There's too many people here.
Right.
And I'm going to be in the way.
Right.
And she's like, no, come on down. And I got here, and at about 11:45, I grabbed her in a sea of madness, and I said, there's no way I'm done. Come down here 3 weeks later, and we can talk calmly about this.
Right.
Because she's got a story that I didn't know about. So she knows more than me. They'll tell her I said that. But the catfish thing, I'm trying to educate people while I do this crab cake tour about how crab prices went to $50 a pound two summers ago, right? We've talked so much on the Eastern Shore about who picks these crabs. And you can go out to YouTube. I've done the work. I've done the research, as they would say. I've been there and seen the Mexican ladies that come up. That's a skill. That's almost like acting. And, you know, I want to say it's amazing.
Oh, YouTube it. Yeah, YouTube it. Watch them do that.
Then I learned that the first year with you, and then the second year with you. I've been coming here since before the plague. Second year, I learned that the oysters and the oxygenation and the grasses, and I learned that what makes a crab sweeter is the brackish water. That's what makes a Maryland crab, when you get that sort of dirtier, muddier crab, that's what's going to taste good. Now the catfish thing, I've confused it with rockfish, and we don't do that. Catfish, invasive species. I grew up in Dundalk down on Back River. We had catfish down there, people fishing off the pier all the time. I thought catfish sort of came in the Chesapeake Bay with God.
No,
they did not.
They're not an indigenous species, and they're an invasive species that were put into the bay, 50, 60 years ago. I still don't know why they put them into the bay, but it was some
DNR, feeders, maybe?
DNR project or something. But what has happened is that we weren't really fishing them. So they have gotten out of hand. And there are so many catfish in the bay that are, they're bottom feeders, so they're eating all the baby crabs. And it's a huge issue.
Nobody should eat my crabs.
It's rocking, the ecosystem in the Chesapeake. And so there are movements to try to get all of these channel cats out of the bay.
I've started to see it.
There have been.
I've seen recipes.
Been about 5 years.
You know, recipe is the way to change it, right?
That's it.
Like the perception of, like my wife
special
thinks she doesn't
catfish.
Like catfish. Yeah. I've always liked catfish to eat cat. You know,
the Ivy Hotel, one of the finest, a 5-star restaurant here. They're going for their Michelin star. They're trying to promote the catfish, and trying to get it out of the bag.
Catfish, little capers. I'm all about that. Come on.
Yes, and I mean, boy, we're using it for everything. I have a friend down on the shore that is pushing the catfish. He's got sales for schools and prisons and
make them taste good. That's all you need.
Yeah.
To do.
All kinds of stuff that he's trying to process the catfish. And the more we get out of the bay, the faster.
Well, you hear a lot about the snakehead because that was famous and it came from the Asia and they're famous fighters. I did the crab cake tour last year. My buddy Sammy Tudor. Shout out to you, Sammy and Laura. I still have to go. He wants to take me snakehead fishing. And he wants me to meet him over by Cambridge and go out, and apparently they battle. Do you sell, is this Snakehead something that goes on ice here?
No. There's no market for it. I can market the catfish. Catfishes, and we do have catfish on our
menu. I've had people tell me Snakehead tastes great. I mean, like, the people like eating it. No? You don't like it.
Well, to be perfectly honest, it's been years since I tried it, and it's not something that anybody asks for. So, but the catfish,
but I do know we're trying to get them out of the bay, too.
Yes.
Just an invasion. I've heard about them for 15 years, ever since it started happening, right?
Yes.
Since some idiot dropped one into a tributary years ago, right?
They came in through the rivers, through the freshwater. But the catfish thing is something that... Same thing with the catfish.
Do you know about this? The catfish eating the baby crabs?
I didn't know that. Okay, in Erie, I used to catch catfish all the time in Lake Erie.
And catfish is typically a freshwater fish. So they didn't think that it was going to...
Survive.
They didn't think it was going to do what it has done, being able to adapt to the salt water. Excuse me. And now they're just trying to get it out. So the key is... They taste good because they're eating crab. you are what you eat. And they're a phenomenal taste in our channel cats here. But we're trying to push it. We're trying to push a lot of people to want fish catfish, and use it. I mean, it's a lesser expensive fish. And do us a favor, because we're not going to have any crabs if we don't get rid of some of this catfish. I think Westmore even declared it an emergency for the Chesapeake Bay.
Well, I'll talk to Wes about it when I have one, because it's new to me. I mean, you talk about this 2, 3, 4 years ago. This is the last couple of months, so I feel like this is an important initiative. I'm going to eat oysters this summer. I did 30 crab cakes and 30 breweries in August. This is my 25th anniversary on August 3rd as a station. So we're going to do 25 oysters in 25 days, beginning September, because it has an R in it, and people like R. I said oysters in August. Oh, okay, we'll do it in September.
You could do farmed oysters.
I know you could.
I mean, they're farmed, you're fine.
I know, but we're going to do it.
We just don't take them out of the public beds.
I want to do them 25 different ways, and you inspired this. She inspired the whole crab cake tour. I've told her that. You brought me a fried oyster the other day, and maybe 6 months ago, and since then... When I go on a menu now, I'm looking at it.
Uh-huh.
Most places, if they got a crab and an oyster and fish, my wife doesn't love seafood. She doesn't like shrimp at all. Yeah, I'll get a steak, or I'll get a pork, or I'll get a chicken, or maybe I'll get a rockfish, something like that. I've never ordered fried oysters, ever. I've ordered oysters Rockefeller, because I've ordered raw oysters and slurp them, and we have the festival going on in Fells Point. Shout out to you, Ron Furman. But the fried oysters and the way oysters are prepared and how oysters and crabs are related in the bay. You've taught me that, right?
So oysters are our filter. So the oysters are so important. The more oysters we have, the cleaner the water. It's just that's what they are. They're a filter. So the more beds we've got, the better off we are.
Catfish don't eat the oysters, so they're still safe, I guess, right? Maybe oyster babies. I don't know.
Right.
But oysters and that part of this, I'm going to explore that this year because I want to do oyster stew. I want to find people with creative oyster recipes, because there's a million ways to do an oyster, right?
So that's another thing. Eat more oysters. Eat more catfish. We'll have more crab.
Well, this is a seafood place. We're a seafood state. I see food. I want to eat it. I had that problem, and I had the most delicious fish that I've ever had in my life. I did a video. People have asked me all these crab, who's the best crab cake and all that. Nobody ever says, what's the best meal you've ever had? And that's a pretty, maybe it was a cheeseburger you had one day or a steak you had or whatever. I ate this mahi-mahi in Maui in 2019. I Googled a little place in a fish market. It was a little strip area, all fresh. I went in and I ordered the Mac Nut mahi-mahi, and they brought it to me with a little yum-yum sauce and fresh pineapple salsa, scoop of rice, scoop of mac, and it's Hawaii. Right. It's what they do, right? So the sides are whatever they are. I took one bite of this fish, and this is 4 years ago. I went back 3 times and ordered it that week, and when I left... You had a guy that was dreaming of eating crab cake, and I want you to tell that story. For 4 years, when I booked this trip to Maui, I'm like, am I really going to do it? The first thing I did when I landed, my wife's like, you're going to drive to the fish market, aren't you? And I went back, and we first sunset, we're eating the fish. That was my last supper, and I finally shot a video. I went in front of the place, I said, look, y'all are asking me where the best meal I've ever had in my life is. And it's in a box. They serve it to you in a box. I opened the box, and you could see the salsa and the fresh mahi God, seafood's delicious when it's fresh.
It is.
When it's fresh.
We serve ours in a box,
good.
And people love them.
No, right. You're crazy.
It's not on a plate.
No, right. I mean, it's not fancy. You talk about Michelin and five star and all that.
Simplicity.
This is a beach joint in Maui that just has this thing that's the best thing I've ever eaten in my life, and it happens to be fish. I thought you'd be proud
that
of that.
That they caught that morning, probably, too. So.
Well, you need to get some mac nuts in here, because I know you've had some mahi around here. We're going to fry that up. You do so many things here with the market. Give me a little status report of getting you in there. I mean, when is this really going to end? Catonsville. I want Catonsville from you.
Okay, well, we're hoping to be in here by September. I'm hitting on the developer to get us in there by September.
See, I like to hear this because it gives me a chance. I thought,
now the whiz all to get them excited that they're going to go to the new Fatal.
Well, I keep thinking this is the last time I'm here. It's only April. This is not the last time I'll be here. Okay.
But asking and receiving are two different things. You know how that happens with development. So we're hoping to get in there sometime this fall, before the holiday season. And then Catonsville, we're hoping to be open June of next year.
Okay.
That's our track.
Well, you know,
I do
business with State Fair in El Guapo and Beaumont. We're having dinner at the Beaumont this weekend. I see it over there, and I see the signs. And people know of my relationship with you. Yeah. They're all asking me, and I'm like, well, I'll be at Fadley's later on. I'll be at Fadley's on opening day, and then I get here now. I'm glad we're getting closer.
That's a huge renovation.
All I ask is don't close until you can open.
Right.
Because I can't go. Like someone said, it's the last day. This place was packed. Like the whole entire Hippodrome team came over. Like, we got to go see. We got to take pictures of everything. It's just, that's what you guys do. Like, you make this feeling of, like, I don't want to lose this.
Give your story to my audience that you gave
to
me.
We won't close.
Because you're telling her this. You've been here a bunch. Ron Legler, by the way, from the Hippodrome. Damien Hahn, if you just joined us on the radio side. You told this story about an 85-year-old man.
We had some visitors coming from New York, some producers that want to see the theater. And we was like, let's go to have lunch. Of course, we're taking him to world-famous Lexington Market, Fadley's. We're sitting in here, and this guy gets wheeled in. And he is so excited. It's older gentleman. And he's like, starts to cry a little bit. And we were talking, and he's like, I said, hey, I'll take your picture, because we love to get the picture of the signs. And he goes, it's my 85th birthday today, and I just got done with cancer treatment. And he said, the whole time I was trying to push myself to be like, I want to have a Fadley's crab cake. And that was his day. Like, he literally was hoping that he could have another Fadley's crab cake. And it just goes to show you, like, how people feel about this place, like, and how people feel about our neighborhood and Baltimore and what this city has to offer people. You know, we had another guy in the Navy. He was an older gentleman, has two sons. He walked to the Utah doors, knocked on the door. Literally, me happened to be walking by, and I'm like, can I help you? And he's like, the box office is down there. He's like, oh, no. I opened the door, and he goes, can I just see the Hippodrome? So I of course I can. You know, like, the kids are looking at me like, please let him in. Walk him in, sit him down. He starts crying. He said, I can tell you every movie that I saw every day. He goes, my life was so hard, Ron, but when I came in here, I got to escape. I got to feel important. I got to feel like the most beautiful. I was in the most beautiful castle and palace that you could ever live in, and I came in here for a nickel. What do you say? Like,
right.
And he's like, and it looks exactly like it did. Like, he's like, it hasn't changed at all. I said, well, there should have probably been some changes along the way, but I was so thankful. You know, like, those stories, you can't, I know, that's life. It's, as a human being, who we are, those memories we carry, the experiences we have, that's who we are as people. And I just think that if we could just tell Baltimore to keep coming together.
Right.
Forget about the rest of the world.
History means something.
Forget about federal. Forget about... live in your city. Enjoy your city. Make the most of every day. We have an amazing governor who is involved in every single thing. When I tell you, the arts, sports, the Chesapeake Bay, his whole feeling is to leave no one behind, and he's not doing it. Like, I'm telling you, he is easy to access. We've talked to him so many times. He came to Chris Rock. He's coming to Frozen. He wants to be there for us.
Yeah.
So he understands
the
importance of the
market.
Arts. Yeah. He understands we're still struggling from the pandemic. I mean, Everyman Theater is one of the country's finest regional theaters. Center Stage, one of the country's finest regional theaters. In Baltimore, 7 blocks away from each other. It's important. You know, if you want to support theater, buy a ticket.
Well, let's talk about Chris Rock a little bit and showing off your theater.
Oh, my God.
Because you mentioned that people, maybe he hadn't been in the theater to see it, and the history of what the Hippodrome represents for this city and for culture in the city, and for him to take the stage. We watched it maybe a week later, and then we didn't come down to the show that night, but what a spotlight for your theater and our city on that night. And I know it was very targeted, and his whole thing with Jaden,
honestly,
right?
So he had filmed a movie in Baltimore years before, so he knows the city pretty well. But he was up between Atlanta, the Fox Theater, beautiful, 5,500 seat, gorgeous.
I've been to the Fox
Knights
Theater.
Knights of Pythian, old lobby, like just beautiful, beautiful. And then he came to the Hippodrome, and they were down. Netflix came, and you know, it was the first time we ever had Netflix in the building. And they're taking their iPads and they're flying around looking. And literally, I tell you how fast it was. He walked out on the stage, looked around, and said, "This is it." And the Netflix guy goes, "Over Atlanta?" He's like, "This is way more authentic. This is more me and more authentic than Atlanta." So it was done. And then literally, I was like, I think he just picked us. Like, so we're like, and that was Netflix's first international live stream that they ever did. It went to 90 countries, 250 million viewers. It became number one on Netflix. And right now, it's in the top 10 best things they ever produced in their history as a station. So it was so amazing to see the Baltimore, see the Blade sign outside, have the stars that were there, and the governor being there, and we were on, like, it was just this beautiful, people were outside, the show had sold out so fast, like, it sold out in, like, 8 minutes, but the community came to the front steps, took pictures with all the things outside, like,
it was a Hollywood night.
They were interacting.
Yeah, it was a
Hollywood night, and I gotta tell you, we're still on a high from it. We've had so many comedians call and say, "I'd like to be the next comedian on the Hippodrome stage." I'm like, "Well, keep going. Call Netflix, and maybe they can get you in." Like, but honestly, there's so many wonderful things to look forward to. So many great things are coming.
Hold on here. I got the email because this was the whole thing here. Let's see. Moulin Rouge winner, 10 Tony Awards.
Yeah,
The Wiz.
For two weeks.
Funny Girl.
So Funny Girl, the best part about Funny Girl is it's wonderful. And everyone loves Barbara Streisand.
I was going to say the best part of Funny Girl
is Barbara
Streisand.
I saw that a long time ago.
But let me tell you. So in the show, she jumps on the train, the Amtrak, and she heads to Baltimore. She stays in a Baltimore hotel, and they just keep talking about Baltimore. And my heart melts. Like, it really, it's just crazy. Like, and I think, oh my gosh, Baltimore audiences are going to love the history of vaudeville and the shows that used to come through and tour through the Hippodrome. An amazing history. Amazing, absolute amazing history.
Mrs. Doubtfire, a new musical. Now, I should say this about Mrs. Doubtfire because it has a Ravens connection. Mike Flynn, center for the Ravens in 2001, my dear friend, his son is a Broadway actor, Jake Ryan Flynn. He was the lead in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in New York. And starred in it, made money, then got offered the lead in Mrs. Doubtfire, took the lead, did the whole rehearsal. Opening night, I believe, was March 13th, 2020. And so they did literally one show.
Yeah.
And
scary
it got
times.
Showdown. And then it got
scary times. Yeah.
From a real Broadway guy that knows this. So that show, the fact that it survives, is now a touring show. Kind of cool. A little Robin Williams thing going on. Clue, new comedy. Peter Pan, the new Broadway musical. And Beetlejuice.
Yes.
The musical. That is your season ticket coming
up. It's our season. And honestly, we're calling it the season of love and connection because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring our community together. You know, Moulin Rouge is one of the most spectacular productions you'll ever see anywhere. They updated the songs, the music. It's like,
I'm going to come eat a French meal before that one.
It's just crazy,
crab cake, Tammy.
You get French fries.
Oh, thank you. All right.
You know,
freedom fries.
With this new tax credit, we're really going to be able to get to see stuff before, sometimes even before Broadway, but definitely some of the first shows that will go out on the road. So we're just excited. We have Six, the musical, coming up next month. On the night, starting the 9th of May, it's completely sold. It's probably the most sold out thing since I've been here. It's all women strong, women power. Every producer was a woman. Everyone on stage is a woman. The musicians are women. So it's super exciting that Baltimore wants to see that so badly. And then we have 2 weeks of Frozen starting in June. And when I tell you guys, this production of Frozen, there are like $1 million worth of Swarovski crystals in this production. It is mind-blowing. If you think you're going to go see a cartoon or see something that isn't Broadway quality, this epitomizes what Broadway can do, and it has all the technology, you know, today's LED and, you know, lighting and everything. It has everything you ever need. It is spectacular. It's not what you think it's going to be with, you know, the animated
cartoon,
film.
Right,
it is nothing like that. It's serious. It's well done. And
well, you go see The Lion King in New York. You don't think you're seeing a cartoon either, right?
Nobody's seen exactly.
Ron Legler's here. Damien Hahn. We're at Fadley's doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. All of it presented by the Maryland Lottery. I got some instant lottery scratch-offs. We're about to open the doors here on a little bit of a rainy day down here at the Old Market. Window Nation with us, of course, 866-90-NATION. And, of course, Leonard Raskin. I bring the That's the gavel of truth. I'm keeping that for Bill Henry when he comes around here for we're talking about money in the city.
And Esther, I want to talk about the Bromo Seltzer Art Walk, the
Please.
Arts District Art Walk. So if people have some of, I mean, last time it had like 400 people, you know, the Baltimore Fringe Festival's now in our neighborhood. We've got so many art galleries. The Bromo Seltzer's back open. There's three galleries on every floor, all 15 floors. It's absolutely stunning. But they do this art walk every year, twice a year. It's every venue's open. You can walk around, have a glass of wine, listen to music.
When is this?
It's this fall. So
okay.
I'll get you the more information on it.
But, well, we'll come back to the new Thaleys at the new market
yes,
in the fall.
Be, I think it's in August.
Well,
okay, I think let me see.
The
right
first
here.
Walk is in.
I don't want to let Emily
month,
down.
It?
Yeah,
because
it is.
We're going to be open a little bit later for people to come in and get oysters.
Okay.
At the Raw Bar. And crab cakes.
She said oysters.
We'll,
that's a key word.
I think everybody was trying to do a special, so we got the $1.50 oysters.
Well, you know what? I'm going to throw Legler under the bus here because we're friends now. He turned down a crab cake before this segment. He said it's too early in the morning. You have to serve
May 18th. May 18th.
May 18th. All right,
I told you.
Right.
I thought it was
here.
Close.
I thought it would be rude for me to like say, can I pack it up and have it for lunch? Because I don't eat crab at 9. Well, I
you
guess
know
you
what?
Could.
Listen
I
to me.
I said if I crack an egg on it, I would eat it.
You've met her mother, and her mother came on the show.
Oh, if she was here, I would have definitely taken
well,
a crab.
Early.
She would have gotten mad at you.
Early in the relationship, her mom and I had a little debate on the air. And she brought me a crab cake and it sat here for a whole segment. I didn't eat it and I brought it over. And I'm like, it's cold. And she's like, no. That you want to eat that at room temperature. Close. You maybe a little warm, but you don't want a hot crab cake because it masks the flavor.
Yeah.
Right? So you'll get more flavor. Swear to God, I looked at her. I'm this crazy old lady, you know? No offense to your mom. And then a couple weeks later, I literally had a crab cake. And I reheated it, and I get to doing things and tasks, and it got cold, right, or room temperature, and it tasted better. It tasted better than it did when it was hot, and I had to tail between my legs, go to her mom and say, you're right, Nancy, you know, you're always. So a cold crab cake, you could take it back an hour from now, it would still be delicious. And
room temperature is good. They're just a little warmer than
what's
room.
Your time? Is it 11 a.m., 11:30? What time? It's like, have a beer? Not on Preakness Day, because you can do whatever you want.
Oh, if that was open, I would have had a beer.
Right, all right. So 9 a.m. is okay. All right, so it's a little Roadhouse Blues. Ron Legler from the Hippodrome and Damey, you guys in bringing the city together, I hope people gather this when they listen. We got good people here.
We have great
most
people.
Amazing.
We have really good
we
people.
We have
really.
Great people. We have great neighbors.
And there's this more of a teamwork going on than maybe there was 5 years ago when I came down here and started doing these shows. A little bit.
And Baltimore loves what it loves, and it's not going to let anyone do anything. Like, you come for one of us, you come for all of us, and that's what I love about this city. Honestly, I just think it's just a spectacular place to be. It really is. And we in 10 years, you won't be able to get near Baltimore. And we're sitting there talking badly about it.
It's
and
amazing.
We're like, yeah, it's just...
It's amazing to me. Here's something that's amazing to me, is that every day we have so many tourists that come through here that rave about our city. That say, oh my God, this is the best crab cake I've ever had. I love this experience. They love the theaters. They love the art. They love the museums. And they're walking in this area. They're walking from the hotels. They're walking to the games. They're walking here. And we can't get somebody from Baltimore County to come down and do the same thing. And that's frustrating to me because other
it's
people
yours.
Love this.
Yeah.
And we can't get our neighbors in the county to come in and enjoy. And part of it, I think, is that on TV, you hear the bad.
Stop watching the news and live your life. Just come down, see it for yourself. Let us prove it to you.
Wouldn't the news be nice if we had some of the good things on there?
Yeah.
You know, let's promote the fact that we have all these wonderful things going
on a night
all the time.
When I'm coming down to the Hippodrome and I'm taking Calvin Statham, my middle school teacher, and taking pictures and showing what kind of night it was, the first thing when we left that night, I made him promise he would come back and we'd do it again. So I got to find one of these shows to bring him back.
You know,
because once you do it once, you will come back.
We talk about accessibility. You know, like, we have a garage that's attached to the Hippodrome. It's very easy. If you have someone in a wheelchair, someone that needs extra assistance, you literally drop them off underneath the historic canopy. Our security team brings them in, gets them seated. You can go park, come back, and they're waiting for you right there. So we want to make sure that everyone who feels like, oh, I'm maybe too old to come down, or it's going to be difficult for me. There's elevators. There's ways that we can get you around the theater that you won't need to worry about anything.
It was a thrill taking Calvin Statham on my arm around your place. And we used the elevator because he had some mobility issues.
Sure,
you know?
Of course. So. Yeah.
And it's easy. It's so easy off of 95. We are six blocks off of 95. It's a 295. You come straight in. We are on to this. Packer Street is 295. It's the same. You don't even make a turn.
Right,
you know, you come up and you pull right into their garage or pull right into our garage. It is so easy and accessible. It takes me 5 minutes to get out of the city. You know,
well,
and it's
I got controller
easy.
Bill Henry here. He's going to be going to City Hall. He came over here from another meeting on a rainy day, and he's not going to turn down your crab cake. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn down the crab cake. I'm going to tell everybody. Well,
you know,
That's not my jam. All right, we're down here at the Hippodrome. We're down here at Fagley's. We're close to the Hippodrome. We'll be at the Hippodrome soon. Really appreciate you for coming
always.
By.
Yeah,
and
me
always,
too.
Damie, love you. Appreciate it. Damie's going to get out of here. We're going to be telling some more stories with Leisha a little later on as well. Bill Henry's here. We're also going to be joined by Peter Jensen from the Baltimore Sun, from the editorial staff. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's at Fagley's, our home away from home. We're down here eating that delicious mustardy. I'm going to have a crab. I'm not going to say no to the crab cake.
I know.
But I'm going to demand the fried oyster.
I'll give you one to take. Okay? How's that?
Yeah, listen,
have
I'll never
turn
it
fried
down.
Oysters?
I have not had the I've had the raw oysters.
And you,
those
do
are
you
some
eat
of my
oysters?
Favorite people. Yes, of course.
I'm going to make you eat a fried oyster. When's the last time you had a fried oyster?
Oh, God.
Too long.
No.
I had never
North
had one
Carolina.
In my life.
Yeah, North
I
Carolina.
Literally never had one
Blowing
in my
Rock,
life.
North Carolina.
All right.
A week ago.
Well, you're about to have one in Baltimore, Maryland. A world-famous Lexington Market since 1782. I'm still doing the math. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I'm giving these away. One for you, by the way.
Awesome.
You're eligible as well. And
there you go.
Damie's
got
to get one as well.
Hope
she's eligible. Our friends at Window
Come
Nation, 866-90-NATION is the way to find that. We had big winners yesterday over Captain Larry's as well.
Okay.
I am Nestor, back for more on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Theater, crab cakes, catfish, and maybe some fried oysters. Stay with us.